And welcome to New Books. It's Monday, January the 29th.
Ha!
What's the news, Zina? Oh, well, I do the news. You're doing the extras.
Oh.
I don't know. Have you got what's... You've got some news on that.
I've got some news. A duck...
Yeah.
...was murdered by a man. He shot it. He hacked at its leg until it was dead. He then took it home, carrying it by its neck, shoved it in the fridge, and thought, I'll get my wife to deal with that. She can pluck it and cook it. That'll be tasty. A couple of days later, his wife opened the fridge. There's a live duck going,
back from the dead.
So the wife, instead of wringing its neck, which...
Well, you wouldn't, it's a miracle duck.
Well, I don't know, you know, you think...
You've been given a second chance at life, you've got to... You know, you've got to,
well, she
maybe
did.
It's fulfilling some sort of important destiny.
Well, she shoved it in the boot of a car and went down the vets with it. It's had £1,000 of treatment and they're hoping that it'll make a full recovery. It's interesting, though. There's another story...
Did he really hack at its leg, or did you add that for...
He'd hacked at its leg. There's another story years ago about that, you know, the chicken that had its head cut off, but there's still a bit of membrane dangling down and somehow managed to live. And they kept it alive for ages.
Mm, it's a story.
And why would you do that?
Well, keep it alive.
You know, finish it off, finish the job.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe that that's really true either. But because it wouldn't be able to eat, of course, it would die of starvation and thirst fairly rapidly.
It was somebody fed it down its neck.
Okay. I don't know why you do it. It seems cruel, really.
Yeah.
It's going to bump into stuff.
I can understand it, because I know I've certainly tried to help struggling green flies stuck in a little bit of,
yeah,
a bit of lager.
Scoop them out of a...
And then you think, ooh,
let it dry out on your finger.
You know, yeah, let it dry out your finger and watch it fly off.
And it gets
very satisfying.
Straight into another plant.
However, if one flies at my face, I'll bat it out of the way to try and kill it. What is it about, is it our love of the underdog?
Possibly, yes.
Is that why we insist on keeping all these people alive? Perhaps shouldn't be.
People?
Yeah.
Like, old people in comas and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't really insist on it myself. It's not something I personally insist on. Well, everyone's going mad, having plastic surgery. Doubled last year, the amount of plastic surgery that was had. Oh no, it's liposuction. That doubled last year.
Liposuction went up by 90%.
Not from last year. Number of people paying for liposuction nearly doubled last year. Fueling fears that Britain had to become... I'm reading this directly now because I found a flaw.
Okay.
Britain had become a weight-obsessed society gone horribly wrong. Nearly 4,000 patients had the operation, a rise of about 90%, new figures show. So it either doubled or 90... Oh, no, that is the same, isn't it? If it's 90%, if it's doubled, it would be 100%. Okay, yeah, it's gone up 90% or doubled, depending on which way you'd like to look at it. They are the same, essentially. 90% slightly less. Anyway, yeah, so everyone's gone mad for it. I'd have some. Someone offered it me, I think.
Would you?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen any of those? Did you see when Vanessa did that programme, Live Surgery?
No.
It showed the production, and after seeing it, I mean, I wouldn't fancy it anyway.
Well, they've got new print now. It's developed
very
quite
violent.
Which is why it's getting quite popular, is because you can now, you don't have to have a general anaesthetic. You can have a local anaesthetic and you can get up and walk pretty much straight away. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
Wrapped up in bandages, swathed in bandages for weeks on end. They were talking about this morning.
You would be badly bruised, though.
I'm always badly bruised. I fall over all the time. You know me. Clumsy as can be.
They look like hammer at the...
I mean, I'm not going to have it done. I haven't got any money. Or if I did have the money, to be honest, I wouldn't waste it on liposuction.
No.
I'd spend it on something good, like a holiday.
But say if you had money to burn, you would you?
Yeah.
Interesting. Congratulations to
She'll pop it on.
Yeah.
She's the underdog.
Or
Brienne's an underdog who's quite successful in her home country and is very beautiful. She's won a celebrity Big Brother. So it was nice. Down the final three, Shilpa, Jermaine and Dirk. Mm-hmm. It was good. They were the grown-ups, they were the foreigners. But it's good to see that some people in this country are sensible enough to see that grown-up foreign people are perhaps a little bit wiser than, say, Jade Goody or Danielle Lloyd. Or Jack, who I don't think he even said anything in his exit interview, did he?
No, he's very pointless.
Yeah, he's very pointless. Very pointless. Just making up the numbers, really.
Yeah. And barely doing that, really.
Barely sentient. So well done, Shilpa. Very, very good. She can earn a lot of money now doing endorsements. They think that what she'll actually be, she'll make more money because her career is apparently on skids in India. But they think that she can do a lot of international endorsements now. She's now an international figure. Mm-hmm. She can sell stuff to Indian people in Britain more effectively. And that's where she's taken on Max Clifford as a publicist. Mm-hmm. Exactly the one who got the job in Big Brother. Her mum has. Her mum came over from India to do that. She's reading all about it last night in The Guardian.
Oh, her mum must be quite good. I've won that for that for me, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's one person I trust.
Max Clifford?
Yeah.
He's full of shit. But, I mean, he's good at his job.
He's very good at his job, I think.
But his job is essentially being full of shit.
Yeah. But, you know, you want someone properly full of
shit. If you're going to be someone who's, you know, if you're going to employ someone who's to be full
not
of shit,
not just manly full of shit like us. Yeah. Adoption.
Yeah, right.
It's still a lot of scandal surrounding the whole subject.
Oh, gays and stuff.
Gay Catholics.
Yeah. Is that all you've got to say? Yeah. So were we talking about this the other day? I don't know if we did it on Newsbox or not. I mean, if you're a gay, probably you want to give up Catholicism.
Yeah, and that's what we'd say to any of our gay listeners.
Any of our gay listeners who are also Catholics. Yeah. Give up one or the other. Probably I'd give up Catholicism.
Yeah.
Because at least you get some sex out of gayness.
Yeah, and what do you get out of the Catholics apart from...
You get some wine beads. And biscuits. Wine and biscuits, beads.
And you can buy incense without having to be a Catholic. You
get it all over the place in Camden.
And a bottle of red wine is cheap these days.
Very cheap. Yeah, they do some very good deals in the supermarket.
That's at Lidl's. Yeah, and you'd have to sit in a drafty church and probably catch cold.
Yeah, and just have a tiny sip.
Unless you're nobbing the vicar, in which case carry on going.
But I would suggest that the vicar also gives up Catholicism and being a vicar.
Yeah, and why not both giving up and then adopt a nice
child. And maybe start a gay nightclub. Move to Brighton. Yeah. Wear a tight t-shirt. Now, I was with some teachers before Christmas and they were all talking about this.
Some gay teachers?
No, they weren't gay.
Oh.
Apparently now you don't have blackboards in schools anymore, you have interactive whiteboards. And they were talking about that, they've been doing teacher training and they've been to some schools and they didn't even have interactive whiteboards. And I'm like, right, what the hell's that then? And they're going, well, you can plug in the computers and use them for like OHP style things. And they're supposed to be very good. And I was like, well, they go, oh, and it's awful, some schools don't even have them. And you go, well, all the schools I went to didn't have them. We had blackboards and chalk. And I'll tell you what, I learned some stuff at school. That I did. Anyway, now, a £50 million scheme to replace school blackboards with high-tech whiteboards has failed to improve pupils' results, the report says. Well, that's a fucking surprise. I could have told them that was going
to
happen.
Sounds stupid to me.
But it's nice if you can get a good technology into the classrooms, I suppose. But
I don't know. I think technology can come later. I think you need some basic fucking skills.
Yeah, I mean, it helps if the children can, you know, read.
Speak,
yeah. I mean, you don't want them to be like Jack Tweed, who can do neither. There was a brilliant bit in Big Brother, wasn't there, where he had to go and read something in the diary room. Danielle actually turned to Jay and went, can he read? Extraordinary, what a question. Anyway, yeah, whiteboards, interactive whiteboards, not actually any better than good old-fashioned chalkboards for communicating and learning. The truth. Talking of learning, I've got another school story.
Oh.
So a mother, who's obviously incredibly rich, but she has an autistic son, and he went to a special school. And he's one of only 19 pupils, it's like an independent special school. And it was facing closure because they'd run out of money, so she was like, well, I don't want him to struggle back in a normal school. So what, I'll buy the school. So she's now bought the school. She's a barrister and the head teacher, and her son can continue going there. Which is I don't know if that's a sad story or not. I mean, it's great that the school stayed open and that she's done that for her son, but it's sad that she's had to do that, really.
Did you say it was a special school?
Yeah, I think.
It's
an independent school with 19 pupils.
Oh, I see. So...
he's autistic, so I think it must be for children with...
but private.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, that's
I like that. I don't mind that.
It'd be nice to have enough money to buy a school, though,
she
isn't
it? She's trying to be the J.K. Rowling figure. Got another school story.
Yeah. Ooh, it's a lot very educational today.
We were talking about it on Radio 4 this morning. How primary school children are getting so much homework that they're getting very stressed and worried and not sleeping and panicking, and they've done lots of, you know, studies about it. Apparently it makes no difference to how good they are whether they've done homework or not. John Humphreys was saying the only thing they really need to do is just, you know, give them a book to take home and read.
Well, that's essentially what homework is. It's a bit of reading around the subject so that when you come in to do the lesson, you don't have to explain everything right from basics, isn't it? It's not. It's to enhance your learning rather than to be a substitute for. Does that make sense? You know, if for example, in an English lesson, they go, right, tomorrow we're going to do chapters 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. It'd be much better if you read those at home, mm-hmm. than you go in and do silent reading in the classroom. You'll get more done. Mm. That's obvious. But, you know, most kids don't do their homework anyway, because they're all shit.
6, 7-year-old kids.
Well, I don't believe... I didn't have homework till I was 11. And
lots of sums and things.
That's fine, I turned out all right. I got a first-class degree and a master's, you know, and I didn't have homework till I was 11. Or a fucking interactive whiteboards, or a special school with only 80 other pupils. I went to a rubbish school. So, despite the odds, then, for me... So you say no homework?
I say...
I don't think tiny tots should do it. Maybe if it's going home, drawing a picture.
I think give them a book to take home and let them enjoy reading.
We used to have books to take home, actually.
You'd
have a little fold, a little plastic folder with a zip on it. Take a book home in. You maybe a little chart to mark down what you'd read. I used to like reading. So what, I still do?
You do, if you like a book.
I'm reading Ian McEwan's Saturday at the moment, which I'm not sure I like. I found in it a smug reference to another one of his books within the thing. And I was pleased that I know that I got the reference. Mm-hmm. It gave me pleasure going.
So you felt the smugness, but then you
I felt the smugness,
smug.
And then I thought he was being smug, going, don't reference your own novel, say, the character didn't understand it. That's just stupid. So I think he's gone off the boil, essentially, in McEwan. He peaked with the one that he did, Amsterdam. Is that the one I liked best?
Pop charts.
What about them?
Well, they've changed the ruling now so that you...
so I can be number one.
You could be number one. We could be number one, more to the point.
But we're not music.
But if we do some singing, we could be somehow. So it doesn't have to be out in the shops. You don't have to be able to physically buy it. You just need to be able to download it. And a song can go into the charts, which is like what happened with Billy when Chris Moyles... he's a fat bastard and a wanker, but he did say to everybody, download, let's test this out,
download
Billy, and then changed to put number 17.
So if we had as much power as Chris Moyles, who does do the leading breakfast show on the Radio 1 in the country,
we could get
someone at number 17.
Yeah.
Right. So how do we start this plan?
Well, I don't know. We need to first think about which song
we want to download.
It has to be something that people think, oh yeah, I quite like that.
Something that's cheap to download.
Yeah. Most singles, I think, are about 79 pence. So, it's not a lot, but we need to have a think about the song. If anyone's got any ideas,
Song would you like to see back in the charts?
I know what I'd like.
I know what I'd like. You want something by the House Martins, I'd want something by A-ha.
But, you know...
or Rock Me Amadeus.
Let's think about it for a while before... oh, that'd be good. Before we actually start the campaign.
Yeah.
But that's coming up.
Okay. This is a story that came about at the start of the year, which I don't think we did on Newsbox, but there was a German woman on holiday in London. She saw a man she fancied on the tube. She sneakily took a picture of him on her camera phone and then said she couldn't forget him. after she left. I think that was because she took a picture of him on her camera phone and put it on her screensaver, so every time she used her phone, she had to see him. Anyway, she sent an email around with this picture attached saying, do you know this man? It is sort of, you know, bad German.
Yeah.
Do you know this man?
Who is this man?
Who is this man? What, why did he do this to me? I do not understand. and eventually, it got into all the papers and he tracked her down and they've been on a date now. I'd say she's batting above her own... no, not batting above her own... What's she there? She's done pretty well to pull him. I think she's a little bit on the minging side. I mean, not really badly minging, but she does look like a 1980s German tennis player. not this particular one, but...
I think...
He's quite pretty.
I think they're both around a 5 or a 6.
Oh, no, I put him higher than that, I think. He doesn't do much for me, but he looks quite pretty. He does look gay because he has got quite a gay scarf on and a tight white t-shirt.
And a gay haircut.
But there's more to this story than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. There's been on a date, they said, we had a brilliant date, we were kissing and hugging most of the date. But it turns out Metro had organised it all for them and followed them around with a camera. So what was happening is Metro going, why don't you kiss and cuddle for the picture? I don't think they really got to know each other at all. But she says she's a very pretty girl with a wicked sense of humour. They laughed about getting married. Blah, blah, blah. Turns out his girlfriend... basically didn't realise they'd split up until he was in the paper saying, yeah, I'll go out with her, I've been single for 2 weeks. And his girlfriend was like, her friends were phoning up going, oh, sorry, I didn't realise you'd split up. And she's like, what? Oh, have we? She was abroad at the time. So, yeah, I mean, he likes a European. He was going out with a Czech before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I think he's probably a bit of a cap boundary. He's using it to his own advantage. He has got a really gay belt on as well, actually. Maybe he's just trying to prove something to himself. Maybe he's a Catholic and he's not sure. So that's happened.
Save the red ant.
Yes, I've read about this.
Save the red ant.
It's a special rare red ant.
God forbid we lose them.
Well, it'd be sad to lose red ants.
Why?
Because they're a thing that...
What, something to stand on? Something to squash under your thumb?
I don't squash a red ant. I'll go, ooh, red ant.
Would you?
I haven't seen one for ages, actually. But these are special red ants that are in here. But, you know, we should preserve the species we've got. I think. Instead of inventing new ones all the time.
Well, you know, is it not just natural that some of these things are going to die out?
Well, if it is natural, but often it isn't natural, it's due to human intervention.
But that's, in itself, is natural. It's like, fish get killed...
God, this is a really boring conversation. Look at this dress, it's got a picture of Hillary Clinton on it.
Wow.
That's part of...
Fish get killed because of a dolphin intervention.
Well, actually, you know, if people didn't do big fishing with big nets, actually the dolphin and the fish ratio would stay the same as it has been for millions and millions and millions and millions of years. Don't buy stuff with salt in. People have said, do you ever check salt content of food? Mm. I have to say, I've never ever done that in my life. But I don't think I eat too much salt. But maybe I do.
I don't know.
I don't really add salt to stuff particularly. I've got low sodium salt at home. But I do add it to maybe a bit of rice. Lots of cooking. Anyway, they're saying these are things to avoid, but then there seems to be a vast, they've listed like 15 things, maybe 10. The top one, 5.1 grams of salt, so that seems quite a lot. The bottom one, 1.5 grams of salt. So I think they've actually, it's not a very good spread of what is top salty things, it's just a selection.
What's the worst thing to eat?
Quaker Snacker Jacks, salt and vinegar flavour. Pepper Army are pretty bad as well. Hmm. Crumpets are near the bottom.
FTSE 100?
Yep.
Up.
Katie Holmes has turned down a role in the next Batman film. She's in the first Batman...
One.
Batman 1.
Why did she turn you down?
Apparently she's got scheduling conflicts. I think Tom's had a word. Don't want her getting too successful. keep her barefoot and pregnant. Britney Spears is going to sell her house. This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the market for $7 million. And she bought it in 2004 for $3.5 million. So it's twice as much as it was. But then you read that she's actually done extensive updating to it. And she built a £1.5 million recording studio for Kick and Federline on the, or in the house, or mm-hmm. on the estate. So she's, you know, done a bit of property developing, potentially.
Yeah.
So very large numbers we're dealing with here. A 10-person spa area and a kids section.
Sounds quite nice.
She's bought a new house, £1.3 million. So she might make a bit of money out of it, but she might just pay off KFID. Banks are playing dirty in the war against charges.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's standing up now going, your charges are illegal, you're charging me too much. You know, we spoke about this before, claiming back all your customer overdraft charges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're now threatening to close accounts, passing people's details on to debt collectors, and charging for statements to put off disgruntled account holders. So that's what's happening there. Add.
Well, let them.
I say if your bank does
do
that,
it's not going to help them.
Yeah, if your bank does threaten to close down your account, move accounts, go to a nicer bank.
Prisons.
Yeah.
We need.
More?
We need another.
Well, I came up with that solution the other day, but that's been ignored. So my next solution is to put all the prisoners in the Battersea Arts Centre.
Yeah.
Plenty of room there.
I was thinking of Buckingham Palace because there's only one old biddy lives there and there's a lot of rooms.
Oh, why not both?
And there's high walls already. There's gardens that they can run round in. I'm sure that you could squeeze quite a lot in there.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea actually. I mean, the Queen's got loads of old palaces around. She just move into one.
Yeah, and frankly, although, you know, it would be sad for us to lose the palace for the prisoners, but it would take the shit off the streets.
Tower of London, that's got a prison in it still.
Yeah. What are the beef eaters for, if not for...
eating beef.
Yeah. Curtains.
Alec Guinness's cloak that he wore in Star Wars for the role of Obi-Wan Kenobi has been auctioned.
How much?
Well, they reckon it's going to fetch more than £50,000. I think it's going to go for quite a lot, actually. More than that.
More?
Yeah. Vegetarians are clever. Much cleverer than meat eaters. Particularly beef eaters.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the science?
Fruit and veg-rich vegetarian diet could boost brain power. Researchers from the University of Southampton tracked 8,000 volunteers for 20 years. Wouldn't fly by night research, this mm-hmm. is. 20 years. They did IQ tests when they were 10 and when they were 30, and I don't really understand the science, but the vegetarian ones were much cleverer, about 5 points ahead in their childhood IQ than the ones who weren't vegetarians. It's like vegetarians is not being a vegetarian makes you clever, but it's a choice that clever people make. That's the science there.
And did they not cheat and have some bacon patties along the way?
I don't know. I don't think they worked out at what point they became. Grandstand finished yesterday, and I unwittingly watched the end of it because it was in between just before EastEnders. It was a bit sad. finished with bowls. That was the ending of Grandstand.
Oh.
49-year sporting programme ended with a
49-year?
Yeah.
Oh, they should have done another year, just for no reason.
Just for 15, yeah.
House prices are going up by £1,000 per day, so don't bother.
There's a book coming out about Pope John Paul II.
Ooh.
He's up to all sorts of crap. Interestingly, including skiing. Once he went secretly skiing, he had a woolen hat and sunglasses, but a boy once spotted him on the slope and shouted, "Pope, Pope!" But it was alright, everyone went, it'd be silly. And he went, "Don't be silly, young lad, off you go." It's like the Pope would go skiing, and you're thinking, but it was him.
I see Pope John Paul II.
A girl is going to go to prison or receive a £50,000 fine because she puts a recycling in a cardboard recycling bin and it fell out of the bin because it was overstuffed, and they got her address off the bit of cardboard, a bit of packaging from Amazon or something, and now they've sent her a letter saying they're going to threaten her that she'll either go to jail off a massive fine if she doesn't pay a £50 fixed penalty.
Oh, well, at least
it's not really encouraging people to recycle, is it?
You know, if it's Buckingham Palace, you know, soon, for the high time, or even the Battersea Arts Centre.
We missed something brilliant yesterday. A picture here of loads of men crawling along some mud under the barbed wire. It was the annual Tough Guy Challenge yesterday near Wolverhampton. I'd quite like to go and see the Tough Guy Challenge. It looks quite good. It's a brilliant headline, Jordan and Peter cured my deafness. But actually, it's not true. It's just about sarcastic reviews people have written on Amazon for the Jordan and Peter album. It's disappointing for me. I really do think they had to have done. I think that is it for the news. Zena's now looking at a picture of Louis Theroux. Ooh, we've been going on for ages, we should stop now. Have you got anything else to add?
No, it was on last night.
It's alright, it was just a review of all the ones that you've seen before. I saw a bit of it. Oh, he's got a new series starting next week. So, look forward to new Louis Theroux. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye. Bye.